Thanks for listening to today's message. We hope that it will encourage you and help you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.
Just for a few minutes, I want to talk about the wonders of His love. And I want to start with showing you a picture. Earlier this year, my wife and I, Barb and I, had the blessing of spending 2 weeks in Arizona. We have some friends that own a cottage, a home down there, and they blessed us with a two-week stay. They gave us their home to live in. They gave us their car to drive, and they just said, come down. They weren't going to be there. Come down and just use it. So while we were there, we had the opportunity to go and visit the Grand Canyon. How many folks here this morning have ever visited the Grand Canyon before? Quite a few of you. Grand Canyon, if you didn't know, it's described as one of the seven wonders of the world. And let me just say, they don't call it grand for nothing. You drive for miles and miles and miles to get there. You're going over this kind of a flat, high plateau. The Grand Canyon is probably sitting at around 9,000-10,000 feet, so it's very, very high. A lot of people think that it's hot in the summer or wintertime. It actually gets very cold in the winter, and they get snow and all that kind of stuff. There was actually snow on the ground when we were there in a lot of places. But it's an amazing place. When you basically drive out of this flat land into this amazing, beautiful, breathtaking vista known as the Grand Canyon. And just to give you a few statistics, the Grand Canyon is approximately 5,000 square kilometers. So that's a pretty good size. At its deepest point, it goes down 6,000 feet, over a mile deep. It's a long ways down. It's approximately 277 miles long, or for you kilometer Canadians, 446 kilometers long. It's a very long piece of geography. And at its widest point, the Grand Canyon is 29 kilometers wide. It's a massive display of God's handiwork. And so what you see in this image, a photo that my wife took, is just a small little portion. And if any of you have ever had the opportunity, they have great vistas that you can observe the top of the canyon looking down. But if you ever have the opportunity to get on a donkey or take a hike down into the depths of the canyon, it's one of my bucket list things. I think there's even some people in our church that have actually rode the Colorado River that flows through. There's a hand that goes up right there. So it's bringing back all kinds of memories for you and for us people up here today in the snow country. Wouldn't that be a great place to hang out for a couple of days? Yeah. And so as we look at this image, the Grand Canyon, one of the seven wonders of the world, it made me think of the scripture that our up-and-coming preacher man, Zeke, read earlier from Ephesians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul prayed this prayer. Maybe we'll go to the next slide, guys. He said, I pray that you and all of God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide, how long, and how high, and how deep that love is. In some ways, the Grand Canyon is a little bit of a picture of greatness, of height and width and length and depth. And the Apostle Paul, when he was trying to describe the depth, the greatness of God's love, and that's kind of what we're focusing this morning on this fourth Sunday of Advent. as we come to this season where we are reminded that God so loved the world. And a lot of times we have a hard time just getting our head around the greatness of that love. Just like, you know, I did not comprehend the greatness of the Grand Canyon. You cannot even begin to comprehend it by just looking at a picture. You have to experience it. You have to, in order for anyone to experience the Grand Canyon, you have to be willing to go down into it. You have to be willing to walk the rim of that beautiful place. You have to be willing to observe the majesty and the magnitude of that space. And the same applies to the love of God. Paul is saying in that scripture, maybe go back to the scripture again, guys. Paul is saying, he's praying that we would understand the greatness of Christ's love. You know, we live in a world today that desperately needs to understand and comprehend the greatness of the love of God, the magnitude of the love of God. And that's what I want us to focus on this morning here for a few minutes. I want you to know here today, if you are here, and I don't know everyone that's in this place this morning, but if you are here and if you, for some reason, may be doubting or maybe you're uncertain of the love of God, I hope that today will be just another opportunity for you to begin to open your heart to embrace His love. A couple things I want to say about the love of God, the love of Christ, the wonder of His love. Number one, His love is far-reaching. His love is far-reaching. We mentioned here how far, how long, how deep is this Grand Canyon, 446 kilometers long. When it comes to the love of God, there is no limit to how far the love of God will reach. A few weeks ago, I shared a message, and one of the points we shared was that no one is beyond the reach of God's love. How many are thankful for that this morning? No one. No one. There's no person in this place today that is beyond the reach of God's love. There is no one this morning who is beyond hope. There is no one who is excluded from the reach of God's love. I was thinking about, we live in a world today where there's so many people that we talk about the depths. There are people who are as far down and as when it comes to their life circumstances, almost unimaginable realities of how deep a person is, how deep in sorrow, how deep in sadness, how deep in brokenness. And yet, the good news this morning, the wonder of God's love, is that His love will go to the very depths of a person's soul. Yesterday, I was going to bring a copy of the paper this morning, but it was heartbreaking to see the front line, the headlines of our local newspaper, not Comox Valley, but one of our British Columbia paper, that this, in a 24-hour period, just this weekend, 13 people lost their lives because of the fentanyl overdose. One of my sons, actually for 10 years, has worked down in the Vancouver East Side. Over the years, he's told me, he said, "Dad, there's times when I've gone to work where I've had to step over a body to get into a building." And I'm not talking about a body that's living. He's actually had to walk over a dead person's body coming into work in the morning, and they've had to call rescue people to come and deal with the situation. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, I know a God who is willing to go to the very depths of the brokenness of our society. There is no one this morning who is beyond the reach and the wonder of God's love. Over 600 deaths. They estimate that by the end of the year, we could top out over 700 overdose deaths due mostly to the whole fentanyl thing. I'm glad this morning that in the midst of all that, that there are agencies, there are mission organizations that are trying to do something. Our politicians don't know what to do. Christy Clark, she basically said in her speech was, this is such a complicated issue, and it is, and I don't have an answer other than to know that God has an answer. And somehow these are people that need to be rescued. Last week we heard about young women being caught in the sex trafficking industry and learned that over 2 million underage girls every year are caught in the sex trafficking industry. Thankfully, Romania was one of the things that was featured last Sunday. Thankfully, we have Iana, who in over the last number of years has rescued 450 girls. The Bible says in Psalm 145 and verse 17, I don't want this to be a heavy sermon. I know I'm talking about some heavy stuff right now, but I love what Psalm 145, 17 says. It says, God is loving toward all that he has made, which means that every one of these people, one thing that Christy Clark, what she said, which I thought was great, she said, these are not just statistics. These are this is someone's son. This is someone's daughter. This is someone's brother, someone's sister who's lost their life. And I think they're trying to make the point that while a lot of these people are living out on the margins of our society, these are people that God actually loves. These are people that God actually is willing to go to. And not one of them is beyond the reach of his love. When David said in Psalm 145 that God is loving toward all he has made, basically what he is saying is that everyone matters. Everyone matters. Including you this morning. Including each one of you that are here today. You matter. You matter to God. You matter. That's why I love that song that James led in the last couple of minutes here. You matter so much that God sent his son, Jesus, who died on a cross, that we might be able to come into relationship with God. No one can escape the reach of God's love. It's true, we can resist his love. Some of you have resisted his love. It's true, we can run from his love. We can try and hide. We can try and get away somehow. But the reality is we can't escape God's love. I mean, you're thankful for that this morning. A lot of us have tried to run, we've tried to hide, we've resisted. But God, in his love, and the Holy Spirit, keeps going after us, keeps seeking us out, he will go anywhere to find us. Again, that beautiful picture of the Good Shepherd, Jesus will go anywhere. The Good Shepherd will go anywhere to find us and rescue us and bring us home. And so, some of you have people in your life. Maybe you have a family member. Maybe you have a son or a daughter who's away from God. I don't want you to ever give up hope. They might be resisting. They might be running. They might be hiding. But they can't escape God's love. And I want you to be encouraged by that this morning. There's no place where they can actually hide where God can't find them. And so God's love this morning, the wonder of his love is that his love is far-reaching. Everyone say that with me. Far-reaching. Far-reaching. Secondly, it's the last point. And when it comes to the wonder of God's love, it's for whosoever. Zeke read earlier, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, whosoever believes in him, would not perish but have everlasting life. That whosoever includes people on the downtown east side. Whosoever includes the homeless people who are, some of them are shivering in the cold right now here in the Comox Valley. The love of God is for them. The Bible also says, and this kind of goes a little bit with what I said earlier about resisting and running and hiding. Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's good news, you know, because sometimes people feel that what they've done is beyond redemption. It's some of you feel that what I've done, my past, is beyond hope. But the Bible declares strongly that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Your sins can't separate you from the love of God. Your sin can separate you from having a relationship with God, but your sins cannot separate you from the love of God. And there's a difference. Sin separates. Sin divides. Sin takes you out of fellowship. Disobedience takes us out of fellowship and relationship with God. But sin does not separate us from the love of God. It's your sin that compels God's love to keep reaching out to us this morning. Are you with me? Sin, yes, can cause hurt and harm in a relationship, but sin can never separate you from the love of God. And that's why no one, again, is beyond hope. No one should ever believe that I can never come back to God. You might be here this morning, and you might be away from God. You might have resisted God. You might have been running from God. But you are the whosoever that Jesus came and died on the cross for. You are the one that God sent his son as a baby who would eventually go to a cross. You are the one that he came for so that you could now enter into a relationship with God. There is nothing that God wants more than to have a relationship with you. There is nothing more. You were created. We were created. We were created to have a relationship with God. We weren't created. It's our number one reason for existence is that we might have a relationship with him. The Bible says that all things were created by God and for God. God desperately wants to have a relationship with you. I love hearing the story. Pastor Johnny, and I probably get it all messed up, but I love the story about when he first started. He had this eye for Chelsea, his wife, and like, I want her, you know? And like, it was just like he was on the hunt for this girl. And God is on the hunt for us. God is on the hunt for you and for me. He desperately wants to have a relationship with us. And the wonder of his love says, you are not beyond hope. You are not beyond reach. There is nothing that you have done that I cannot forgive and that I cannot redeem. I want to have a relationship with you. And the wonder of my love says, I want you part of my family. And that's basically simply, in short, the story of Christmas. It is about hope. It is about light and darkness. It is about the most desperate, the most awful circumstances being restored and changed and transformed through the love of Jesus Christ. There is nothing that is impossible to God. There is no one beyond his reach. His love is far-reaching. His love is for the whosoever. And today on this fourth Sunday of Advent, I want us just to take a moment now as we close. I'm going to invite the worship team to come back. I want us to just take a moment here to just meditate and remember God's amazing love for us. We're going to sing a song in just a moment, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. The last verse talks about it, says he rules the world. We celebrate the wonders of his love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just going to ask you just to bow your heads with me in prayer. Scripture we read earlier says, the prayer is that we would understand the width, the depth, the length. How long is the love of God? The only way we can really fully experience it is to actually receive it. I mentioned earlier that when it comes to the Grand Canyon, the only way to really begin to comprehend how great it is to actually enter into it and not just look at it from a distance. My encouragement to you this morning is for you to experience the love of God, to receive the love of God, to be able to walk out of here and to know that your sins have been forgiven, to know that I can have a new life, I can have a new future, I can have new hope, to know this morning that you are not beyond the reach or the grasp of his love, to know this morning that I can have a relationship with God. With your heads bowed and no one looking around, I'm wondering this morning how many would say, Pastor Dave, first of all, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions this morning. Some of you this morning, maybe you've been doubting God's love. You've wondered if maybe you haven't felt very lovable. And that's the reality. A lot of people do not feel that they're even worthy of love. I'm wondering this morning how many would just say, Pastor Dave, I need to embrace his love for me. I need to just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God loves me. And if that's you this morning, just raise your hand. I just need that to be reaffirmed of his love today. Just raise your hand. God bless you. A number of you. Anyone else this morning? Just want to pray for you. God is good. Yes. Amen. There may be someone here this morning and you would say, Pastor Dave, I've been away from God. I've been running, I've been hiding, I've been trying to dodge his call on my life. And today just could be the very day that you are saying, I'm not going to run anymore. I'm not going to hide anymore. Today, I want to give my life over to Jesus Christ. And I want to receive his love. And if that's you, I want you just to do that right now in your own heart. Just say, Jesus, would you forgive me of my sin? I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life. I ask you, it's time to stop running. It's time to stop hiding. It's time to stop resisting. It's time to stop trying to escape. I realize that I cannot escape. I cannot outrun the love of God. And I thank you, Jesus, that you haven't given up on me. And I just feel it right now. That there's just a word in my heart. I just sense this word in my heart just saying that to just remind you that Jesus will not give up on you, so don't give up on him. Just be encouraged by that word right now. That might be just for one or two people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks again for listening to today's message. We hope that it encouraged you as you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.